Welcome back to my real estate podcast with David Libertor. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something that doesn't get talked about nearly enough: the bills that didn't make it through in Florida real estate. David, thanks so much for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, it's actually a really important topic because people focus so much on what does pass, but the laws that don't pass, they can shape the market just as much. Sometimes what doesn't happen is just as significant as what does.
Oh, wow. I love that perspective. So when you say the laws that don't pass shape things, what do you mean by that? Like, how does a bill that fails actually impact buyers and sellers?
Well, think about it this way. If there's a proposed bill that would have changed disclosure requirements or transaction timelines and it doesn't pass, that creates certainty in the market. Buyers and sellers know the rules aren't changing. On the flip side, if something controversial almost passes, it can create uncertainty. People wonder if it'll come back next year.
Right, exactly. So there's this ripple effect either way. So what were some of the major real estate bills that people were expecting to see come through but didn't?
There were a few that generated a lot of buzz in the industry. Some proposals around HOA regulations, some around transaction processes, and others around buyer protections. The thing is, each one had different stakeholders pushing back: realtors, developers, consumer advocates. It's always this balance.
That makes total sense. So for someone listening in Sarasota or anywhere else in Florida who's thinking about buying or selling, why should they actually care about bills that didn't pass? Like, what's the practical takeaway?
The practical takeaway is know what the current rules are and don't expect them to change anytime soon. If you're planning a real estate transaction, you're not going to see major regulatory shifts. That's actually good news because it means stability. You can plan accordingly without worrying about new rules upending your deal.
That's really smart. And I imagine there's also something to be said about staying informed, right? Like, even if a bill doesn't pass this time, it might come back.
Absolutely. That's why working with someone who stays on top of these things matters. Real estate laws are always evolving, and what doesn't pass one year can definitely resurface. Having a good realtor or attorney who understands the landscape is invaluable.
No kidding. Well, this was really enlightening, David. Thanks so much for breaking down something that people don't usually think about. I think our listeners are going to get a lot out of this.
Thanks for having me. It's one of those behind-the-scenes things that really matters, and I appreciate the chance to talk about it.